Tommy Robinson arrested under anti-terror laws after screening banned film, supporters claim. By Kurt Zindelka on July 28, 2024. Anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson has been arrested under anti-terrorism legislation. His supporters claimed in a post on Robinson's verified X account on Sunday. Update 1300, London's Metropolitan Police denies involvement in Tommy Robinson arrest. In a statement, the police force said, "Met officers are not involved in the alleged arrest of Tommy Robinson and we are not aware of any links with the demonstration held yesterday in London. This matter involves another force and we hope that further information will be released soon. We are aware of posts online encouraging people to protest in London in relation to this issue. Any such protest must be lawful. We will deploy officers as required to prevent serious disruption or disorder and to deal with any incidents." The Orig Niles story continues as follows. During a large demonstration in central London on Saturday, Tommy Robinson screened his banned film Silenced in front of supporters, following which the activist was reportedly arrested by police. A post on his verified X account said, "We can confirm that Tommy Robinson has been detained by police using powers afforded to them under the Terrorism Act 2000. That's right, you read that correctly, Tommy is being held by police using counterterrorism legislation. We will update you as and when we can." The reported arrest comes as Robinson was due in the High Court on Monday after being accused of contempt of court for producing the film and for repeating the claims made in Silenced. The film documents the legal battle between Robinson and Jamal Hijazi, who successfully sued Robinson in 2021 after the activist claimed that the Syrian refugee boy had attacked girls at his school prior to the viral Almondbury Community School incident. Robinson was ordered to pay Hijazi £100,000 in damages and was given an injunction against repeating the claims made in the film. During the protest in London on Saturday, Robinson said, "I'll be jailed for 2 years for showing the inconceivable truth." Police have not confirmed the arrest at the time of this reporting. However, in a response to Nick Lowles, the head of the far-left Hope Not Hate organization, who questioned why Robinson was allowed to screen his film, the Met said, "We did not know what films would be shown during the event. Organizers of protests are not required to share those details in advance. There is no power for us to compel them to do so. Officers on duty for the event couldn't reasonably have been aware of civil proceedings ongoing in relation to a particular film. But having now been made aware, we're making further inquiries to determine what action we need to take. This story is developing." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.